It's tee time for Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Live from Fox Hills, home of Jordan Young Golf. Now here are your PGA professionals, Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Fay, and WJR Sean Bolijan.
Hey, glad you could join us on a smoky Sunday night. Jordan Young in the house, Mike Fay in the house. Want to thank Parker and, of course, Mr. Rieger as well for getting us on the air. It is Spin on Golf. Lots to get into today as it is, but this is a very busy week. The Open is being played.
Yes.
See, I know I said this before, but it needs to be repeated. It needs to be repeated. It was always called the British Open growing up, right?
I know.
Yeah, but we called it that because we were slang. It was slang. We just kind of let it slide. Royal Liverpool.
Yeah.
This is home of the 151st Open Championship.
Can I ask you guys, is that number two? If you were to rank the four majors, I think it's safe to say everybody says the Masters, right? That's number one. Nobody's going to argue that.
Right? Maybe. I mean, technically, the Masters is an invitational. Mm-hmm. I'll side with BC on that.
Okay.
It's my favorite to watch.
Yeah, but it's number one on the list.
But
right?
It's the smallest field, and 20 guys can't even finish the event. So now you're talking that it's a limited invitational. Love it. It's my favorite.
Absolutely. There's reasons for everything, right? You got the U.S. Open. A bazillion people try and make it to the U.S. Open, right? Yeah. And then that one guy that gets in there and plays really good and everybody's cheering for him, right? And it's fun.
Yeah.
Until he misses the cut.
Yeah. So if you guys were to rank them, I know this is odd, but I was thinking about this on the way in. In order of quote unquote importance to, you know, PGA guys like yourselves. If you were to rank them, how would you rank them?
And what, like by, like my favorite to watch or importance?
Just how about importance?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think the most prestigious one to win for a national championship would probably be the U.S. Open.
Okay.
Yeah. Because so many people try to get into it. It's an open championship, the best field. Then I would think probably the PGA championship, because I'm a PGA member.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd probably go the Open Championship and then the Masters as far as, but it, everybody wants to win the Masters.
Okay.
So I don't want to flip flop there, but I think importance of the quality of the event and the fields, I'd have to go that way. I'd say for prestige and to have a green jacket and be a member at Augusta, I'd be like, hey, just like the Live guy, right? I want to be a member of Augusta.
Okay. How would you do it, Mike?
I would tend to agree.
You don't have to agree.
I do, because when you really look at it, how number one is, how hard is it to get in? You know, who is the competition, right? And all those things. I mean, I love the Masters, though.
Can't beat watching the Masters.
No.
I would say for me, like watching it, it was always the Masters. You know, growing up a big mm-hmm. sports fan, mm-hmm. it was always the Masters. I used to love watching the PGA in August. I don't know why. That was always like, I don't know. I thought that was like the coolest thing on earth when it was in August. I was kind of disappointed that they moved it. I get it, but I was kind of disappointed that they moved it. And look, I get it.
The Open.
I get it. It's important.
It's cool, though. It's traditional. Roy McIlroy.
It's Masters. Reminded me of Wimbledon. Quiet, please. Thank you. Quiet, please. Thank you.
That's the best part, though, in the morning, waking up and just listening to that. Like, guy's got toques on. It's blowing sideways. It's raining.
It's Jordan, honestly, there's something to be said about those tournaments where, like, if you happen to be an early bird, like, you turn and the tournament's on at 6 a.m. I'm sorry. I think that's cool. I really think that's
might
cool.
Be even earlier.
Well, and if you remember a few weeks ago out in L.A., like mm-hmm. it was cool on Saturday night for me. I wasn't tired. I was watching it. They went a little too late, as you remember. Mm-hmm. Guys were trying to make putts in the dark. Mm-hmm. But you get to Sunday night when I got to get up early in the morning. I can't stay up and watch that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, for viewing purposes, the Masters is perfect. That's a great time of year. It's in the spring. Everybody's gung-ho. You can watch it late. It starts at 2:30 or whatever. Same with the U.S. Open. This one, you can get messed up with the time and have to watch the replays.
Yeah.
I mean, technically.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, we got a lot of stuff to do. We have to talk about, there was a, over in the Scottish Open, it was like Braveheart. If you watch, if you've ever watched Braveheart, see, but Braveheart ended with the Scots winning. This didn't end with the Scots winning. No. We'll get into that. The LPGA was just down the road. A few interesting stories out of that, and obviously looking ahead to the British Open,
the Open Championship.
The Open Championship.
Keep saying that. Stop saying.
Come on.
Old habit, man.
It's like saying the Senior Tour.
Yeah.
You'd hear BC just yelling to the right thing. Now.
Thank goodness he's still on the course. I don't need him yelling at me. Yeah. All right, gang's all here. It is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. So glad you could join us right here on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to more Spin on Golf. Once again, here are your PGA professionals, Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Fay, and WJR Sean Baligian.
All right, welcome back in. So glad you could join us on a Sunday night. Mike Fay, Jordan Young, Sean Baligian. Glad you are here with us as well. Boy, the course out here, a lot of people as I drove in today, Jordan.
It's another summer day.
Just another summer day.
Just that's another day at work.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Thoughts on the Scottish Open, fellas?
Well, I got up early. I watched Rory play the last two holes in a whipping gusty wind. It was cold. Everybody was bundled up. I think the last two were into the wind. He birdied par three, stuck it in there pretty close, about 5 feet. Last hole was a you-know-what. I saw McIntyre whip one up there from the fescue rough. Not fescue, but wispy rough. And he hit a little, what was it, Mike? A ginty?
He hit some sort of Ginsu in there to about 4 feet.
I mean, it was awesome. Slinging up there and just kind of killed in the air and four feet. And I'm thinking, oh, man, is Rory going to actually birdie the last hole to win it, birdie the last two? He hits a stinger four iron between the 4 iron and 2 iron. He goes with the 2 iron, 6 feet behind the hole and kind of wiggles it in there and ruins your Scottish hero, McIntyre.
Robert Mac, M-A-C. That's how you can always tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can. The M-A-C as opposed Scottish? To the M-C.
What's the M-C?
Irish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Macs are Scottish.
Really?
The Micks are Irish.
Wow. Yeah. Is that like McCarty?
Yes.
Really?
Yep, that's exactly it. Yeah. Right. If it's Mac Carty, then he's Scottish.
Mike, you got some info.
We
on
do. For those of you that don't know, Mr. McIntyre, he's quite a good player. He is from Oban, Scotland, up in the Scottish Highlands, where he learned how to play shinty. And that's where he gets his eye-hand coordination from. He is a two-time winner on the DP World Tour, winning the Italian Open. And, you know, I mean, we were just talking about this.
And he's a lefty.
He's left-handed and... Effective this year, the top 10 players on the season-ending Race to Dubai, not otherwise exempt, will earn dual membership on the PGA Tour in 2024. So McIntyre's runner-up finish in the Genesis Scottish moves him to number 6 on the Race to Dubai, with number 1 and 2 being McIlroy and Rahm, who are already exempt for the tour. So how cool would it be just to make his tour card?
Oh, I know.
Coming in second.
That's pretty good. I mean, he was emotional, right?
Like, yeah, just, he was.
Like, when he got done, he thought he was going to win. Or sure. At least he thought there was a really good chance he was going to win. I think he bogeyed 15, too, a par 5.
Yeah,
but he did birdie 18, so would have been cool to see him win.
It would have been an incredible story, obviously, right there in Scotland.
And what a field, too.
Oh, it really was.
I mean, Fleetwood, Tom Kim, Spieth. I mean, all those guys go over there and use that as a little bit of a warm-up. Homa, Lowry, Brian Harman's been playing awesome. I mean, bunch of guys playing. Mm-hmm. Not a weak field.
How do you feel about Rory next week? Now, a lot of people.
Well, he'll be the favorite.
That's what everybody's going to be talking about, right?
Yeah. Just like when everybody picked, who was it to win the last one? And everybody picked him and he missed the cut. Was it Justin Thomas or those guys?
Oh, yeah,
Both big name
JT.
Guys.
Yeah,
you know, out, missed the cut.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. I think he'll play well. Why can't you? He's just won this week.
Yeah,
It's been a while with those majors, though, as you know. It's been a little while with Rory.
He's won there before, though.
I know that.
2014, he won.
He knows the greens.
George Harrison, I think, came in second.
George Harrison.
It was Liverpool lads.
And some guy named Scotty Scheffler. I haven't heard of him before, but he finished 10 under, tied for third.
It's
ATM machine.
It's really, I love that quote. That's exactly what he's always there.
He is the Steve Stricker of the new era.
Did somebody mention Steve Stricker, by the way?
He just keeps winning and winning.
Did he win today again, too?
He did.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
How ironic.
Stricker won. David Toms came in second. KJ Choi came in third. But you know what's fun to watch? Ernie Els hit it a mile.
Did
still.
He? Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like one of the longest hitters on the
They played at Firestone.
Tour. Yes. It was a beautiful day today to watch those guys play, and let's see, he won by 3 shots over.
Wonder if his daughter carried for him again.
Don't know, but I think well, you know, 66-year-old Bernard Langer in there at 6th place,
dude, still getting it done.
So I saw something flash up on the TV. I don't know if this was this morning or last night, but Stricker's won, I think, 3 times, and finished 2nd twice and 3rd so far in the last bunch of events he's played in.
Playing so good.
I mean, that's not bad.
It's really good.
Good for
that's him. Good if you're playing Callaway Meyer Tour.
It is.
Right, Rage?
That's right. Yeah.
Right? I mean, come on.
Justin Leonard coming in tied 16th there at 1 over.
Wow.
Yeah. Good stuff.
How old is Justin Leonard now? Just for the record.
50, right?
Did he just turn 50?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why he stepped out of the box to go play.
I think, didn't he last year or this year? I think it might have been last year.
This might be his first year on the tour, right? Champions Tour.
The interesting thing about this too is as you were saying earlier, the Champions Tour. That was a great way to rebrand. It really mm-hmm. was, and this is something I think for a lot of people. I know I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I used to love to go to TPC Dearborn when mm-hmm. when I was a kid. I actually worked there a couple summers in a row. Okay. It was and those guys,
valet?
Those guys were great.
Were you valet?
No, heck no. I was a meathead that picked up tables and carried things and stuff.
I get the valet.
Hey, kid,
job.
Pick that. I'm so dumb. I don't. I didn't have the class for that. They'd go, kid, go pick up that table. Me pick up table. You know,
it was a good spot though. That was, I miss having that spot.
I loved it. And
it's a pretty good golf course, spectator friendly. It's pretty dramatic.
I think the powers that be also saw how popular events like that were, mm-hmm. and that they could still be money making opportunities. Because as you guys know, a lot of golfers, when it was over, it was like, hey, thanks. You know, maybe I'll endorse something or appear here and there. A lot of guys are making some serious coin now. And again, it goes to show you just how big this game is now, because even 30 years ago, that wasn't the case. I think it's fantastic.
I think it's great too.
What if you now, on the contrary,
all right.
We talked about the women last week playing at Pebble uh-huh. and the winner, what was the purse there? I mean, it was big, wasn't it?
It was big last week.
Wasn't it 15 million or something?
Yes, yeah, it was big last week.
I thought you guys mentioned it was like 15.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the purse was this week, but I know it wasn't even close.
No.
And I think the winner took home, what, 250, 250,000 this week?
262,500.
And the winner last week must have won. $2 million.
Yeah.
Yes, over $2 million.
Overall purse this week, 1.75 down in Sylvania.
Okay.
Beautiful. Highland Meadows. You guys are you mm-hmm. familiar?
Great event. Great support.
Put this in perspective, $9 million at the Scottish Open, 1.75 down in Sylvania. And the winner, Mike, was
Sylvania. Yes, it was Lynn Grant. Yep. Sweden's Lynn Grant won.
How about the young girl, the young high school girl from here mm-hmm. in Michigan, right?
What did she end up shooting?
Is that right? You guys might know her. Do you know her?
It's Mia Hammond. She shot 66 to get in.
66 to get in.
Yep. And then she turned around and shot 68, 68, 70, 72. And
what, 25th or 23rd or something?
26th.
Wow.
As I'm looking here, 26th.
That's not bad for what, 15 or 16?
15 years old. How cool is that?
As an amateur, she would have taken home 14,952.
Hey, I bet you she's a good putter.
Oh, indeed.
I bet you she's a good
no
putter.
Doubt.
And she probably just goes like this. Ding, 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 down the
she
fairway
does.
On the green.
Puts it right down the fairway. Yeah, Sweden's Lynn Grant won. She is a Arizona State product. 2021 was her first time on the tour. It's her first victory on the LPGA
That's
tour.
A good one.
I think she was, what, won three
Wonder
NCAA
who,
tournaments?
Wonder who she'll herself. Have with her next week as a partner.
I don't know, but it's going to be fun.
You're going to have to interview player. Her next week
yeah.
there, Sean.
Yeah. Well, first win. I'm going to be up there, but they're all going to be traveling about 3 hours north of Toledo.
Three? Two.
Toledo to Midland?
Yeah, maybe 2.5 to yeah. Midland, yeah.
They're going to be heading up.
Got to go off the highway a bit.
The Dow Great Lakes. It's at one stretch.
Yeah, that one little stretch to the left.
The Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. I'm actually going to be up there.
Yeah. Say hi to our good friend Jim Dieters, head golf professional there. Great guy. Great player.
We are going to be talking about it as well with a guy that knows a little something about Great Lakes Bay. In general, Michael Hensley is going to join us in just a couple minutes here.
Cool.
To talk about this cool event. Wasn't that cool how we like did a like a professional segment?
And I didn't even
well?
Know he was coming on. That, so perfect. It
was, you guys both brought it up, and I said, okay, you teed it up for me. I better hit it straight off the tee. And
perfect.
We did.
Perfect.
So we are going to talk about that event and so many cool things going on in the Great Lakes Bay region as it is. But Michael Hensley is going to join us next year. On Spin on Golf, it is a Sunday night. I hope your Sunday night is going well. Thanks for joining us here on Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, we are so blessed to have so many big events close to our hub. And you could say our hub, if you will, is out here in Plymouth at the Jordan Young Training Center. I think that's a very fantastic place to consider a hub. But, you know, whether it be the Rocket Mortgage Classic, whether it be heading down below the border to the Dana, or, of course, doing what I'm going to be doing on Tuesday and heading up to the lovely Midland area where the Great Lakes Bay Invitational will be taking place. The Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational is taking place. Something for everybody. So much great golf around here, tournaments around here as well. And a guy that knows all about this tournament. It was a pleasure to spend some time with him up there last year, and I'm sure I'll be doing it again this year. Mike Hensley, kindly joining us from the Go Great Lakes Bay Convention Bureau. Mike, it is always a pleasure to catch up with you, my friend. How are you? Thanks for joining us on Spin on Golf.
I'm doing good, Sean, and thanks for having me. Before we get going, I have to say, in all of radio, I don't think I've ever heard a more natural segue in my entire life than that last segment.
It's all skill. It's all skill.
It's
professionalism.
I can't. Oh, geez. Anyways, yeah, we're having the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational in Midland, Michigan at the Midland Country Club. This event is an awesome event for this community. It's an awesome event to come and see the best women golfers in the world come and compete right in your own backyard. And it's a very well put together event. One of my favorite things to do all year is go spend a week over at the Midland Country Club and watch some amazing golf.
You know, Mike, it's interesting. I remember telling you this last year. It had been a few years since I was at Midland, and it is amazing how that area has grown in the little downtown area and so many good things going on in Midland. And of course, we're going to stick to the golf primarily, but just that area as a whole is just a really cool hopping area.
Yeah, Midland is a beautiful town, and it's meticulously cared for. I mean, from the street signage to the flowers down on Main Street, you really can't ask for a better area that's well taken care of for a vacation or a business trip or a meeting. It's really just the perfect spot to kind of relax, kick back, do some business, maybe play some golf at one of the amazing golf courses close to downtown, and definitely go to the Great Lakes Bay Invitational.
Mike Hensley kindly joining us here, Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Mike, tell us about the I guess the week. I mean, there's something for everybody up there. There are great deals to be had. It's almost like, oh yeah, by the way, we're seeing some of the best golfers in the world, but really there are so many things that make this event really a special event.
Yeah, and you know, the main focal point of this event is really the community that the event takes place in. Dow is the leading sponsor of the event. They kind of are the ones bringing this into the area, but they're also partnering with all sorts of local businesses, local nonprofits. They have a lot to do with giving back to the community that they're a part of. So they are doing a great job at that. If you look at the sponsor list, it's mainly local sponsors, and it's awesome to see that. And then if you move into the next facet of making sure that the event is a sustainable and environmentally friendly event, I mean, they're doing a great job at that. The mesh that is used around the bleachers and the spectating areas gets recycled into golf tees and ball markers and all sorts of really cool stuff that makes sure that the event that takes place in this community is following almost a leave no trace aspect to it. And then you're here for golf. So you see some really amazing golf, but they just do such a really good job of making sure that they incorporate the local businesses, the local restaurants, and making sure that they incorporate the community to provide a stellar event and high quality and good entertaining golf.
Mike Jordan here. Tell us a little bit about some of the players that we've got coming and the unique team format, which I think is pretty cool and unique for this event.
So the team format is actually really, really cool. So they've got a team up event basically this week, and some of
best
the players.
Ball, right?
Yeah, they do best ball. They do alternate shots. So doesn't matter what the best ball is, you're hitting the shot before you, right? Which
better be really good friends with your partner in that format.
really good friends or really experienced in being cordial mm-hmm. with somebody. And it really just provides a new perspective of the game of golf, because we all know golf as a very competitive singular sport, and you're really playing against yourself, but this provides a new perspective on it, where when they're teamed up, they're working as a team, they're having fun, they're laughing, they're conversating, and really just reminds everybody that if you're an amateur and you're playing, fun is also up in there to be had.
Mike, I know you found something interesting that you wanted to chat on as well about sustainability.
Yes,
if you will.
Yes. Congratulations, the first GO certified tournament in LPGA history. Congratulations, Mike.
That's yeah, fantastic. That's. I mean, it's an awesome thing for them to achieve over there, and really to achieve it in such an infancy stage of having this tournament around really speaks wonders to the thought and the care put into it by the Outlier team and Dow and all of the people in Midland who are involved. Again, it's just one of those things that is a very, very high priority for them to make sure that the event is a sustainable event, and they do a really good job at it.
Mike, how do people get over there, tickets? Where can they go? Is the website any specials for military or kids, stuff like that?
Yeah, so the website is DAOGLBI, and I believe veterans enter free of charge throughout the week. The only day that is reserved for Dow employees is Thursday. So if you're planning on coming on Thursday, don't worry. You can still do some amazing stuff in Midland, and you can play some amazing golf. But Dow GLBI is the website to buy tickets. And if you're wondering to do more outside of golf, you can always visit gogreat.com.
You can go visit gogreat.com for many, many reasons. I know
I like that.
Gogreat.com. Yeah, you can. As Michael Hensley once again kindly joins us from the Go Great Lakes Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. Jordan is a big hockey fan as mm-hmm. well, if you did not know that. Mike, I know this is going to be a very, very busy next 10 months for you guys, because not only do you have all the events that keep you guys busy, much like this great event. But the Memorial Cup coming up in Saginaw, there are so many things that are going to keep you and Annie running all
around. That's awesome.
It's a huge event, and we're so honored to host it, to be the only American OHL team to host the Memorial Cup in 2024 towards the end of May. We're going to be, you know, really, really busy making sure that the city is prepared, making sure that the city is clean to welcome visitors and spectators and hockey fans alike. And we're hoping that you make it up to Saginaw to come and see some hockey, Sean and the rest of the crew over here on Spin on Golf. So keep an eye out for that. Tickets go on sale soon, but just keep an eye out for all sorts of event lists, because although hockey is the focal point of this event, there's going to be all kinds of community-driven events, spectator-driven events, just to make sure that while you're here enjoying some hockey, you get to understand a little bit about the Great Lakes Bay region and Saginaw, and then also to honor those fallen military members of both the Canadian and the American military. It's a great way for hockey to cross some new borders and make some new friends. And again, we're all about bringing high quality, high class sporting events into the region. And we already do it with the Great Lakes Bay Invitational, and we're excited to do it with the Memorial Cup.
Have to go watch our friend T-Bone Cod up there.
Absolutely. Well, this is going to be great. By the way, for people that in our listening audience, there's a Rock the Block going on right now. So, like when our guest Michael Hensley gets off, can you wait to the end of the show and then you can go Rock the Block down. Of course, downtown, and then tomorrow. It starts in earnest, professional practice rounds, gates open at 8 a.m. So many good things going on, Mike. I know this is a busy week for you, but I know you guys are up to the challenge. You always do a great job. You, Annie, everybody really from the Great Lakes Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Well, thank you, Sean. And when we bring great events into the region like the Great Lakes Bay Invitational and the Memorial Cup, it's hard to see the job that we're doing is work, because this is such an awesome time to be here in Michigan's Great Lakes Bay region.
No doubt. Mike, as always, it is a pleasure to chat with you, my friend. I'm sure I'll see you in a couple days. And as always, if you guys ever need anything, you know we'll always help you out. You're so good to us, and the least we can do is reciprocate that.
Well, thank you. Look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, Sean.
You got it. Mike Hensley from the Go Great Lakes Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. Great people that really, tireless efforts.
I hope they clear the way for you on the putting green, because your putter has been hot.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking in fuego.
It's been cited on Twitter.
I mean, the walk-off this week compared to last week when he made the 25-footer was electric.
Obviously, he practiced electric this week. He must have practiced.
I think he just came in like, I got to show them.
The thing that people talking about their golf win, they never tell you about the awful shots, right? We didn't talk about the three brutal putts I had before I finally got this, and I'm going to win the Open Championship, and I did.
He claimed the claret jug.
The Sally out the door and around the corner.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I raised my arm like I had the hockey stick and just walked away.
Where did you put that club, by the way?
I don't even know. I might take it home. It might be in my back seat as a matter of fact.
It's right over there.
Having a great time. Maybe we can find out from BC who the POW is.
Well, we know who that's going to be.
We know that already.
How dumb of me to suggest otherwise. All right, final segment of the show coming up. Glad you could join us on a Sunday night, 760 WJR. All right, listen, I can't believe that it took this long. There are multiple Steph Curry golf heroic videos out there. I don't think he did anything all that special compared to my pressure putt at Royal Trum. Not even close.
Come on. So they showed his little hole in one there at in Tahoe at the celebrity tournament. And I kind of watched it. I was like, wow, that's a pretty good swing. And then it goes in, and then he sprints down. He sprints. I'm thinking, oh, yeah. careful, Tony Finau. I mean, careful. And I'm like, and then he sprints past the flag. I thought he was going to tackle the flag.
I know.
And he kind of clotheslined the flag a bit, and then he did a little big turn back and realized that his clubs and his guys were all back on the tee.
You know what the difference was, though? Sean took the jug and ran with it.
Well,
that's the difference.
Let's say he trotted.
My running days are over.
Hole in one. Pretty cool. And on TV. And it's Steph Curry.
All right. Here's the question, because I quite frankly, I think it's disrespectful. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not a PGA professional. If I were a PGA professional, I would find it disrespectful that somebody would say, well, he's so good at golf. He
PGA professional or PGA Tour professional?
How about PGA Tour professional? Okay, I would find it incredible. You know, because it's almost like I can tell you this from, like, anybody can just go do a sports talk radio show. Okay, Slugger, go on. I want to see you go in studio for 2 hours.
I know where you're going, but go ahead.
But no, you can't just join the tour.
No, you
can't do it. No, I don't know.
So here's my analogy. Hey, I got a real good buddy. I got a good buddy that's a great player. He belongs to this country club, and he shoots around par a lot. And then, oh, great. Let's try to qualify for the Michigan Open, or let's try to qualify for the Michigan. Oh, I've tried 6 times, but I haven't been able to make it. Oh, okay. Too bad. Or, hey, I got in. Great. I got in. What'd you shoot? I shot 78, 80. Oh, but you shoot under par all the time at your country club. Well, unfortunately, that's kind of where Steph Curry is. Now, he's probably as good or maybe a little bit better than that person or somewhere in that realm, but really that's what he is.
Yeah.
Smoltz was awesome. Maddox was awesome. Hey, Brett Hall was good. My buddy Norm McIver is probably one of the best golfers out there that never turned professional. Played many years in the league, in the NHL. The hockey guys are good, but nobody can really sustain it. There's other guys that have won. Marty Fish, a couple other guys that are really good out there. You talk about Romo. But they've played in different tournaments, and they shoot 5, 6, 7 over. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that easy, Mike.
No, it's really, really hard.
I mean, come on.
But, yes, Steph Curry did win the American Century Championship this week. And Marty Fish, once again, came in the top 3 or 5.
He's good.
He's very good, right?
And, he's very good.
Better golfer than tennis player, yes or no?
I don't know. I've never even freaking watched him play tennis.
That was the question. That's it.
You know, and it's interesting because
they're playing a Stableford, too.
They are.
So doubles, I mean, they don't even really matter if they blow
some
up.
Some of the names that I remember, like Rick Roden, the former pitcher.
Rick was good.
Mario.
Lemieux?
Mario was. Brent Ashton.
But how good? What does good mean? Teams. What is good?
That's the thing that drives me
like
nuts.
Like, you can shoot around par? Well, round par is 74.
Congratulations. Right?
I know that Lemieux was good. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
You're not joining the tour.
But come on.
Yeah. People get infatuated. That's why, like, honestly, I think it's...
Get over it.
I think it's disrespectful. Like,
Not reality.
No, it isn't. It's not real.
Now, what he does in the basketball court is unbelievable. Unbelievable, but it's just not going to happen. What do we got over here?
Well, we've got Aaron Rodgers and Annika Sorenstam playing
huh?
in this.
Annika How about
comes
that?
In Annika 6. Plays usually.
Right.
Jack Wagner has been, like, how old is that dude now? He's got to be up there, but he's always
He's played
up
in
there.
Every event.
Like, seriously.
Every one of these he's played in.
He's always up there. What did he shoot?
Well, they got scores, right?
Yeah.
18th.
Okay.
What's the winner usually, about 50-something? 58, 55?
Jack had 3 points today.
What's the winner again? How many points?
75.
75 points? So
yes.
Was the winning? Oh,
was the total.
Jeez.
27, 23, 75.
Charity. Pretty cool event. You got 8,000 boats in the water out there partying. It's a huge bash.
What do you get for a hole in one? 100 points?
I don't know. It's just an eagle. Just an eagle.
Okay.
But it was kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
Okay. It is cool.
What did you guys make of the LIV Golf news this week? In case people missed it, pressured. Here's the New York Times headline: pressured by U.S. PGA Tour and Saudi fund drop key part of the golf deal. It is the promise not to poach each other's players.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to sue each other, apparently. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's interesting to see the guys at in Washington there talk about it all and go through all that. That was, I don't know. It's just, and it seems like the wait list at Augusta might get a little longer.
And Rory has been reading how to make friends and influence people, as you well know. Rory's comment during the week that it was probably music to our own BC's ear.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't play LIV Golf if it was the last option on earth.
Yeah, so he didn't like my comment when I was mentioned that, hey, congrats to Rory for winning the Scottish Open with birdies in the last two holes. And it was a nice expletive something, Rory.
Wow.
That would be my thinking. It would be the punk of the week from BC.
I think that's a safe bet. I think we could probably pencil his name in for BC. By the way, I don't believe Rory for a second, for what it's worth. A guy that grows up playing golf. He said, quote, if LIV Golf was the last place to play golf on earth, I would retire. That's how I feel about it. I would play the majors, but I'd be pretty comfortable. I don't believe.
But what about the proposal about him and Tiger owning their own team and all that stuff and playing? I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is that where are we with all this stuff? It's just all flying around still, right?
Yeah. It's amazing how that works itself out. Ay, ay, ay. Well, this is a big week, of course, the Open taking place. And I'm going to mention it again. I love the fact that I can get up in the morning and, you know, they're already well underway in the morning. Is there anybody you guys are looking at? Obviously, we talked about it earlier. Everybody's going to be talking about Rory. Didn't you nail the last one, Rieger? Didn't you nail? Right? You nailed the U.S. Open, didn't you? Didn't you call that?
Sure he did.
I thought
John Rahm is plus 750. He is the favorite. Scheffler is plus 900 with Rory. And then you got Koepka at 1,400. And then Spieth, Hovland, Smith, Morikawa, Shoffley, Cantley. So, I mean, I don't know. You got Justin Thomas is not going to win, I'll tell you right now. And DJ, I don't know. DJ is kind of interesting. He could come in and win.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
That would be great.
Another LIV guy.
Mr. Shane Lowry, always kind of a sleeper back there, at plus 4,000.
Not too far from the home course, so to speak. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Is there somebody you guys got your eye on? Obviously, you know, you talked about the favorites and a lot of people talking about Rory in particular.
Robert McIntyre.
Yeah.
Mac.
We could, what about you, Rieger? Rory? He's overdue.
You're going to go back to back, huh?
He's overdue.
I wonder what the stat is, and I don't think it's very good. The winner of the Scottish versus the winner of the Open Championship.
Who was the last one to do it?
I couldn't tell you. That's why I bring it up.
I wish I would have looked that up. I feel.
Come on, don't we have people to do that for us?
We have about 30 seconds to do it if we can do that very quickly.
I don't know, but I don't know. I'm going to say I like Rory, but I don't think he's going to win.
All right. Fantastic. Listen, we got to get out of here. Thank you, as always, to Parker and Rieger. Guys, we'll see you again next week. Spin on Golf out here at the Jordan Young Learning, training.
Yeah, Jordan Young Golf at Fox Hills.
Jordan Young Golf at Fox Hills.
Hey, I just heard
WJR.
It's Steph Curry got a sponsor.
Ah, man. Nice.